Hi, and welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Quay, and today we'll be exploring the novel I Capture the Castle, written by Dodie Smith. So before we start exploring the literary themes and elements of this novel, I just want to give like a very generic overview of the characters and the setting. So this novel is set in 1930s England in the countryside in an old castle, hence the name I Capture the Castle. And it revolves around the main character, Cassandra, who is the youngest daughter, but the middle child of her family. And she lives with her father, who was a very successful writer in the past, but no longer writes anything due to an incident with his wife. His new wife, Topaz, which is her stepmother. Her sister, Rose, who is beautiful, has red hair, but isn't the brightest. And her little brother, who doesn't play much of a role. Living with her family is Stephen, who is the son of their past maid who passed away. And due to being able to live in the house and eat their food, he's basically their helping hand. He does all the yard work, he keeps track of the house, he's the only one that's working and making money because Cassandra's father won't write. So throughout this novel, it's between April and October in a single year, and it's basically about the Mortman family, which is a poor and quite odd family, especially for that time period in England. And because of them being poor, Rose, Cassandra's older sister, is in need, as she says, for a husband. She wants someone to help financially support herself and her family. So one night when two American boys, men, Neil and Simon, Simon being the older one, show up, they decide to make a move. In the beginning, Simon and Neil are very put off by Rose's flirtation and her direct interest in these two men, because they do both believe that she's only flirting with Simon due to her need for money, which is very, very true. But throughout the novel, Cassandra decides to aid in Rose's hunt for one of these men to become her husband. And eventually, Rose becomes engaged to Simon. And Neil doesn't like Rose, and he believes that she's just basically a gold digger. Cassandra, still believing that her sister may love Simon, soon discovers that she also loves Simon. This causes a lot of tension and a big internal conflict for Cassandra, because she wants her sister to be happy, but she also knows that she loves Simon. Now, the novel ends with Rose marrying Neil due to her lack of affection towards Simon, and Simon being heartbroken but not willing to necessarily have a relationship with Cassandra, because Cassandra doesn't believe he really loves her. He's just looking for someone to be with. But throughout this novel, one of the biggest themes and like literary elements, I believe, is the character development and the internal conflict. We can see the character development through Cassandra, the narrator, because in the beginning she's very naive and young and childlike and has no interest in love or romance because she believes that's only what's found in novels. But after she spends an extended amount of time with Simon and seeing her sister's love for Simon, she starts to fall in love with him. After realizing that Simon could never love her the same way, Cassandra goes through weeks of depression and self-loathing, and she uses their family friend and servant, basically, Stephen, to show that affection towards Simon. Stephen loves Cassandra, but Cassandra has never returned those feelings and decides to just kiss him. But it soon escalates and she regrets everything that happens and decides she hates Stephen, though Stephen's been nothing but kind to her. It's interesting when reading this novel seeing the giant character development with Cassandra as well as Rose, because in the beginning, Rose is very obsessed with money and wealth. She's very childlike, And then she matures, so Simon starts to enjoy spending time with her and eventually proposes and falls in love with her. She eventually realizes she no longer loves Simon and decides to get married and elope with Neil. And she argues with Cassandra, saying that she's marrying Simon for the money and that's it, because of the family. But Cassandra believes that she only wants to marry Simon due to his wealth for herself rather than the family. Along with character development and internal conflict, another prominent literary element in I Capture the Castle is point of view. This novel is completely from the perspective of the main character and narrator, Cassandra. And so because of that, we only get one side and one perspective of the story. So throughout the novel, the reader never really truly understands Rose's motive for marrying Simon. And they never really truly understand Simon's love for Cassandra. I believe that this adds a really interesting and relatable perspective to the novel, because as a young woman myself, I can understand how Cassandra sees the world. And this, in the end, makes it a very authentic novel. In the end, I think this is a novel that everyone should read, especially women and their teens, because you can really understand Cassandra's shift from a young girl into a woman and her first love. It's very relatable. And it's such an authentic and unique novel that it's a story you'll remember and everyone should read. So we've come to the end of our weekly episode. I'd like to say thank you so much to everyone for listening and partaking with this small book club community online. Feel free to follow us on Instagram at Meadows Book Club. We also have a Twitter and a YouTube channel. And if you're really, really interested and want to get updates on new episodes, you can go to our website, meadowsbookclub.com, sign up for emails, and you'll get a weekly email every time we have a new podcast out.